Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the dude that the men, the myths, and the legends tell stories about, the king of comedy, Dakota. And before we even get to the show today, I have to say it is a sad day in comedy. Jerry Stiller has passed away at age 92 of natural causes. I am very upset over this. I mean, I loved him in Seinfeld, King of Queens. Shit, he was in the movie Heavyweights. I mean, he just did a lot of comedic work, and he will be heavily missed out there. So all my prayers and heart goes out to the Stiller family tonight. But yeah, it's been a crazy few weeks for celebrities dying, because Little Richard died the other day. Jerry Stiller died today, and then Kenny Rogers voted out back, what, a month or so back. So it's been a crazy year so far. Well, since I don't have a co-host tonight, I'm just going to, you know, go ahead and bring my guest on. She is proof that girls can be funny. She is very beautiful and talented. Ashley Casanova, please join us.
Hey, Dakota. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah.
And what a lovely intro. All facts.
Yeah, I don't lie in my intros, you know, that's what I'm saying. But anyways, before we get started, how do you feel about Jerry Stiller's death?
I mean, it's always sad to, you know, lose somebody who's had such a great impact on comedy. I mean, thankfully, he has a great legacy that was left behind him. So that's all you can really, I mean, hopefully focus on. So, yeah, definitely RIP. It's unfortunate.
I'm going to go put Seinfeld on later and cry. Maybe put some Nickelback on.
No.
How you remind me gets me every time. Oh, shit. So, you're in L.A. What's going on out there?
Geez, not much. We're still in lockdown. Yeah, so all of our shows have been canceled for a couple of months now. That's quite tragic as well. Not equally weighted, but yeah, it's been sad. Like I was producing a weekly show called Writer's Block out here off of in Hollywood at Insomnia Cafe. So hopefully we can get that same location when we finally reopen. Yeah, it's kind of tough. Everybody's been feeling it. You know, we don't have any real outlet to kind of see each other in person. So that's kind of a crush on stand-up comedy and a lot of other entertainment outlets, I'm sure, are really feeling that pressure too of how can we keep performing or, you know, get our art out there. So it's been kind of tough for that. So,
right.
Yeah, not much is going on. Yeah.
Everything around here is starting to kind of reopen a little bit. Except for something about that. I saw some post the other day that our Wendy's, once they run out of burgers, they're done serving burgers because I guess they can't get none coming in right now from a food shortage going down.
Yeah, there's like factories and stuff that had to close down. Like, I mean, everyone's being hit and affected somewhere or another.
What fucked over Tennessee, though, was like literally like a week before all the corona bullshit happened, a tornado came through and like took out like one of the factories and shit here. So it kind of fucked up. I think it was Tyson's. One of the Tyson chicken factories or some shit.
Wow, God hates you.
Right?
That sucks, dude. I'm sorry. Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about natural disasters.
Yeah, the only reason I noticed it a lot more is at my work, because I cook for a nursing home, and our shelves are getting kind of bare, because it's hard to get trucks to come in now.
Interesting. At least it's not like, you know, like our last like major flu pandemic, 1918 status, like people were dying of like straight up starvation because
right.
Friends and family and other people, they weren't aware exactly how to, you know, protect themselves personally. So they just were afraid to go give their family food, like really sad. So thankfully we're not in that situation. I'm sure you guys will get
right.
You know, have
you been out to a store lately and seen the people wearing the mask and like they don't have like their noses covered up or anything? It's got like it over their mouths and shit like that. I always think that shit's funny. So.
They've been yelled at. I mean, we can't, or we have to go in with masks. Like, it's required by law and stuff, and a lot of places will.
It hasn't got that bad here yet. I mean, at my work, we got to wear a mask, and we get our temperature check and everything, like, every day coming in and stuff like that.
That's good.
It hasn't got that bad, like, at the stores and shit. We only have, like, one major shopping store here in Camden where I live at, and it's Walmart, and they were there for a while making it where so many people can be in the store at once. I think it was, like, 40, 50 people or something like that.
Oh, wow.
But now I think it's just, like, it's a free-for-all because I see people in there all the time.
Do you think you're going to see a spike in, like, cases because of that?
I hope not, but I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
that's what happened in a few other places, so.
Yeah, nobody hopes it. Man, this has been a really depressing start of this conversation.
Yeah, let's drop the corona and people's deaths and get into our interview that I had planned. I promise you, my show is funny. It's not depressing, guys. I'm just saying. I don't know how to say that in Turkish. Sorry, my Turkey listeners. I don't know how to say my show is funny over there. You guys don't speak English anyway, so anyways.
They do.
They do. I know they speak in Turkey. Come on. You know what I know about Turkey? Between two pieces of bread. It tastes pretty good between two pieces of bread, okay? That's what I know about Turkey.
That was like my lunch meal for not too long. One of my neighbors was nice enough to, like, give me groceries. I had a bread, like, you know, loaf, and I had turkey, and, like, he even gave me, like, some mayo, which was infused with lime. I mean, I can only guess who came up with that, but it wasn't bad. But, yeah, I would just, like, my version of making sandwiches was just, like, low squatting in front of my fridge. I was, like, grabbing a piece of bread and then, like, all right, we got mayo, maybe a squirt of mustard. Spread it around with that one slice of turkey and then just fucking fold it in half. That's how you make a sandwich when you're...
That's a stoner sandwich right there.
You think you're only eating half a sandwich, but three of those deep
right. So how did you get started in comedy?
With stand-up, it kind of fell into, interestingly enough. So what's great is that, Dakota, I've known you for like 15 years. Started in our hometown, Yuma, Arizona. Shout out.
Yuma criminal?
Yeah, criminal for life. Still on probation. I had talked about doing stand-up. I was, like, currently, like, I was doing, like, theater at in college at UWC, another shout-out. And I was, like, you know, like, improv bullshit stuff. And I was, like, kind of, like, voicing that I was interested in doing stand-up. And must have been, like, putting it out into the universe or some bullshit because, like, not even, like, a couple days later, there was a flyer found on the floor. And it was, like, for an open mic happening, like, right now. You know what I mean? Like, right at that time.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it was right then. And so my friend who found it ended up driving me over there, and I just flipped the flyer over, and I wrote my first 3 minutes on the back of it. And, performed it that night. And it was weird because, you know, Yuma's small. I mean, maybe it's not as small as the town you're in at this moment, but, like, you know, there's,
oh,
like,
yeah,
people
it's a small town. Like, everybody knows everybody and shit, so.
Everybody knows everybody. Like, there's, like, some of the cool kids, you know, we went to high school with, like, in the crowd. And, like, I'm just like, well, you fucking said you were going to do it. Own up, you know. And
right.
I went up there and I actually got some laughs, you know. It wasn't bad. But then the place closed down, like, immediately after. Not for me. I mean, that's just, like, proof how small a town was. I can't, you know, sustain anything. So I didn't really think about it much until I moved out to LA. That was about 6 years ago, going on 7. And
so what made you move out there to do comedy, or because you said you wasn't thinking about it until after you moved out that way?
Yeah. So I wasn't really thinking about it much for comedy specifically. I had like this really weird, like deep dream. So cryptic. And I can get into that if there's any weird dream enthusiasts. But overall, what I had, determined from this dream was that I was meant to move into a different city and pretty much just move out and like pursue like finding myself and whatever. So I started doing like acting, typical improv, and I was like part of like a couple different troupes out here with like LA Connection and Comedy Sports LA. Really great teachers, they're fun. And through LA Connection, I met Anthony Quach, I remember. He goes by a different name. I think he goes by Tony Ning when he performs. Anyway, he introduced me to stand-up out in L.A. And I told him that whole story. Yeah, he let me open for him at, like, a college show and kind of took off from there. And I was like, fuck yeah. Haven't really stopped since. I mean, I slowed down. But now I'm like, this is definitely the hardest I've been going, you know. I love it.
That is what's up. So personally, when I come up with jokes, I smoke a lot of pot. How do you write your jokes?
I'm already always smoking a lot of pot.
Well, I mean, you know me, too. I'm already like, because at level.
Yeah. I try to review them when you're like at least semi-sober, though, because sometimes you'll be like, that's funny. And then you're like, what the fuck did I mean? Like, so
have you seen
sober.
Half my jokes? Like, I don't know what the fuck I mean when I'm stoned or not stoned on half my shit.
Yeah, review them sober. same as drinking. Like, I would write like when I'm like drinking and I would write when I'm smoking, but definitely review them sober. And I don't like to perform when I'm like drinking really. Same with like, I smoke all the time anyway. So I'll like probably like smoke a little bit before to be normal. But as far as writing, I think it comes from, I'm just open to any influence for my writing. So whatever comes to me whenever, and I'll just, make sure you have a notebook on hand, or talking to your phone, or I'll even like do drafts to friends. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll like send them on accident. And I was like, you know what this is.
So, you know how many people I used to bug being like, hey, is this joke funny? Is this joke funny? I think I probably used to bug you all the time with that shit too.
Oh yeah, for years. Not bugging, but for years, for sure.
For years, I know some of my friends got like 2 o'clock in the morning text messages from me like, hey, I just wrote a bunch of new jokes. You think they're all right?
Dude, most people I know. Like, I remember back when we were, we had to have been, teenagers. And I remember I had gone to your place, we were like smoking, and you showed me like a stack of notebooks, like at least like 5 or 6, like more than that. And that was what you had already just written, and like when we were like kids. So it was like, that's like so impressive. You know what I mean? Like to be able to write that much and to keep pushing at yourself like that, like kudos.
I have to say thank you for that. Because I think I started writing when I was 12 or 13. Like
yeah,
just writing jokes.
Yeah,
and then I started posting them on MySpace back in the day. So, and then it's all just been internet comic from there.
Yeah. And that's good. There's always like an outlet, which we definitely have to find now more than ever.
Right. Well, I think nowadays everybody's an internet comic because with shit going on, like you're saying, nobody can really go to comedy stores or bars anymore and do comedy.
Yeah, and as far as the California reopening phases go, those type of venues are going to be one of the last to open. So that's all I can hope for, like some of like, the smaller shows I produce and booked in, I can still happen. It's like all I can hope. But for now, yeah, performing at home, oof.
Right.
It's so,
rough. Speaking
like,
of some of the shows that you produce,
open.
You got anything coming out soon or anything coming up?
Yeah, Well, thankfully, the most okay. This is I am performing from home, and I feel so blessed too. I have an exclusive channel that's just opened up for Rizzle TV. You can download their app; it's a free app, and you can find all of my exclusive content that'll be posting there pretty much right now. So definitely check it out. And those are only a minute long. That's tolerable for stand-up comedy without an audience. That's like, as a performer and as an audience member, you know, like I'm like, okay, I can do this.
It's one of the toughest things is not being able to hear their laugh. So it's like, all right, is this funny? Am I not being funny right now?
Well, yeah, and I've had this discussion with people before how, and this isn't my original idea, but how stand-up comedy is just such a conversation with the audience, and if you don't have access to the audience as an immediate response, you know, you're not getting their end of the conversation. You just look like a crazy person talking to yourself. So
right.
That's definitely one of the difficult things of it.
That makes so much sense to me. So yeah, I feel that one.
Yeah, and plus I don't have any mics to perform all this material I just wrote for these guys. You know, I've like barely like I can't really test them out. You know, so it's like, please check out my stuff. Tell me how you dig it. It'll be, I mean, my channel will be Ashley Casanova, Comedy You Can Stand. yeah, at Ash Casanova Comedy. Yeah, so check it out, please, and yeah.
For sure,
and as soon as we get off of here,
if you want to send a link to my Facebook page, and I'll start sharing it and letting some people know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I can definitely do that. And if you guys ever wanted more live content from me, me and my good friend, fellow comic Charlotte Garcia, we have a live on Instagram podcast. It's called Sipping and Spilling. So we're drinking, we're spilling like all like whatever you guys want to talk about. Nothing's off the table. So, and we take live suggestions too. So it's more ways you can catch me right now. Yeah.
In what days is you do your podcast?
Yeah, that's every Sunday, 5 p.m. L.A. time. I don't know when. What is that? West? I don't know what that is. But it's 5 p.m. L.A. time. So where you're at in Tennessee is going to be 7 p.m. I think we might actually push it a couple of hours back later. But either way, you're going to see it advertised on my Instagram at Ash Casanova Comedy. Same handle for my Rizzle TV. Yeah, check it out. It's really good stuff.
I promise you, she is one of the funniest people and most talented comedians I know. So, and that's coming from the team,
yeah.
Right?
Thanks, Steph. I appreciate that.
So, let's see, a couple more questions. We got about 12 minutes left of this show. Have you ever bombed on stage?
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you about one of the worst times. I think you could probably say I bombed was it ended well, kind of. So what had happened, I had got booked in San Diego, and it was supposed to be a clean set.
Ooh.
So I was like, all right, let me see what kind of material. I wasn't really, you know, creating clean sets at the time. You know, I have a lot more, jokes geared for that now, of course, especially because of this. So I'm doing these jokes. I kind of like pulled out. I'm like, all right, this will work. It didn't. It wasn't working. It was like kind of like an older crowd. It was a weird, like small kind of town, you know. And they're just like arms crossed, like I can like see like my grandparents' shame, you know. It was like, and out of all of these people, there's this one guy in the front row who's just wasted, like wasted, and he's just like, boo, boo, and I was like,
how do you come back from that heckle? Because like. Normal hecklers are just like talking shit. This person is just like straight up boo. How do you come back from that?
Yeah. So I came back with one of my hard hitting closers that was not clean. It essentially hinted at anal sex. It's not a clean joke, but it was a great joke that was like I was closing with a lot at the time, and it got everybody laughing and it brought everybody back. Thank God. This guy was still being a dick. So much so that the headliner after me immediately starts getting heckled by the same guy. And
oh, shit.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm not taking this personally. I wasn't then either, you know, which you shouldn't. But I haven't gotten booked there because of that joke. So that kind of sucks. But then again, I'm like, I don't care because it was clearly not a place suited for me. I don't know. I've definitely geared my material now more, but I'm okay with it. It was a learning experience. So that was like 3 years ago, I think. I definitely haven't bombed like that ever since. Never before and ever since. So yeah. That was the worst.
I think my worst time bombing was when I was telling you about before the show started, when I went on stage for the first time out here at a bar and had some dude named Jim Bob talking some shit. In my defense, though, I did call him a sister fucker, so I mean, I kind of started it, but whatever.
Yeah, which he only got so upset because it was true. That's all.
That's the way I felt about it, too. By the end of it, I was like, well, it has to be true because this dude is really, really pissed off about me calling him a sister fucker right now.
Hey, you know, if people start saying things that aren't true, I'm just, like, more concerned about your well-being, you know? But
right.
If it's true, I'd be pretty pissed off that you knew. Like, don't call me out like that. God. The rest of my family's also here.
Oh, man. So, who's your favorite comic of all time?
I'm so bad at picking favorites. So bad at it. I don't have a favorite of all time.
Okay, I'll throw some names out there and you let me know what you think about Ralphie May.
Yeah, Ralphie May was cool, you know. RIP as well, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I think he passed a few years ago, yeah.
Yeah, he was a few years ago. I know his... What I heard about... I kind of feel bad about this. What I heard is that his wife's a comic as well. And apparently they had split, and she was just talking mad shit about him and her sets, and like... And then he dies, so...
Well, see, I had tickets to go see him, like, the weekend he died, because he did a show in Nashville or something like that, and I didn't get to go that night, and then I was going to go to his next one, I think it was either Nashville, Jackson, or some shit, and, he passed away in between.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, it's their own beef, and it's unfortunate he's gone, but, yeah, he was a good comic, I mean, he was... Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a few other names. Ooh, Mitch Hedberg. You know who that is,
You're
right?
You're just going to name all dead comics now?
Right. Well, all the greats are dead. What can I say?
Hey.
I mean,
yeah, Mitch is cool.
I mean, I think that's probably where I base my comedy more off of is probably Mitch Hedberg's shit because mine's just all random.
I mean, he was great with one-liners. He had his own timing and tone, and yeah, he's definitely. If anybody ever does what he did, we'll know it was his style. Like he's
right.
Imprinted on that. Like yeah, he'll forever be, you know, Mitch.
All right, let's see. Ooh, Andrew Dice Clay. He's not dead. I don't think he's dead. His career's dead, but he's not.
I don't know. I don't want to judge fellow comics. Let's talk about something else.
It's roasting the world. We got to roast something right now.
That's not roasting them, really. Like, I'll never say anything bad about, like, a fellow comic unless they, like, are dicks to me or steal my shit. I don't know. That's probably about it. Unless I actually have to roast them, then, like, oh, yeah. But, yeah. I wouldn't,
hey, that's
I wouldn't
my
know
goal
who.
In life, is
like,
to have a roast.
That would
be awesome.
What's that?
Oh, no, you go ahead.
No, I want to do those roast battles out here, but I just don't have like anybody I would think about roasting. I don't know. I'm pretty nice. So.
I feel like I would be
but
good
I
at some
can
of those
be kind of mean.
If I had time to write ahead of time, you know, if I knew the people or whatever and had time to like actually write some jokes about them.
Yeah, I mean, you get a couple weeks. Like, you should know the person, like, talk to them, and like. interview them, you know. It's like, I guess it depends on what you know about them, that's all. I don't know, you know what I
right.
mean? Like, I'm, like, trying to think of kind of, like, shit I know about somebody. But I wouldn't want to, I don't know.
See here. Okay. Oh, last question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how sexy am I?
Whoa, why is this a question?
It's a write-in fan question. I'm just saying, don't know. I don't pick him.
Who's this fan?
His name might have been Dakota, because he might have wrote these questions. I don't know. I'm just saying. Just saying.
God damn it, Dakota. So, clearly the show is an ego. No, I'm kidding. I can't answer that. We've been friends for half a decade. A decade and a half.
I heard I'm a solid 6.3. That's what I'm going to go with.
6.3? We'll take it. We'll
I think that's good
answer.
For a fat guy. I think that's good for a fat guy, 6.3. I'm just going to go with that. If you can do a jumping jack and your titty flops and hits you in the face, you're a solid 6.3.
Yeah, and I'll never be a 6.3 then. Mine are like only a B, so a B cup. They're grade A quality. But
I did a jumping
like a
jack
B
the
cup.
Other day, almost knocked myself out, so.
Really?
And mine
are
hairy, so it's kind of like they hit you and like it slides down, so I'm like, ah.
It's just like a sweat absorber as it hits, you know. Just like sponge.
That's why I don't work out, I eat out, so.
Why are we talking about this? I don't really work out either. Like, I had to put, like, not thankfully this pandemic, but it was a great excuse to be like, oh, you know, like, gyms are closing anyway. Like, can you, like, hold my membership? And
right.
Now I don't. I'm trying to figure out how to tell them I don't want to start it up again at all.
Well,
too
we got about
anyway,
2 minutes left of the show. I know
Thanks
30 minutes this goes by so quick. I'm for sure going to have you on again sometime for a part two to this, because doing so
Absolutely.
Great and everything. Once again, let us know about your projects coming up and where the people can get in touch with you on Instagram and Twitter and all that nonsense.
Yeah, I'm Ashley Casanova. Please follow me on Instagram at Ash Casanova Comedy. Also, show I produce and host is at Writer's Block Comedy. And you'll find some exclusive content on Rizzle TV at Ash Casanova Comedy as well. Thank you so much for having me on, Dakota. I appreciate you.
Oh, anytime. Like I said, I've been wanting to get you on about 40 episodes ago. So.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad things are going well for you, and I'm really happy that you're continuing doing this and that we can grow and work together. That's fucking dope. So thank you so much once again.
Oh yeah, anytime. And like I said, people, make sure you guys follow her, because she is funny as hell, and that's coming from me. Like I said, the king of comedy. You know, I'm just saying, if there's anybody funnier than me out there, it's definitely her. All right. I have to put myself
like
over at times too, you know.
Yeah, I'm verified funny from Dakota, guys. So that's a lot. Check
right,
me.
That's what I'm saying.
And if you find me on Facebook, I'm just Ashley Nicole Casanova. So you guys are great. Yeah, so great to reconnect.
All right, listeners. Make sure you guys tune in again this week sometime. I'll be doing another show. Not sure what day yet. And everybody stay safe. Make sure you wash your hands. Don't sneeze on people. All that nonsense. right. And yeah, that's about it, man. So anything you want to add to closing?
Yeah, be safe, guys. Keep on supporting the arts. And I hope to be able to see you guys around. And hopefully you can see me for sure. Thank you so much.
All right, everybody have a good night, and tune in the next few days for a new episode.
Bye, guys. Thank you.